As fires continue to burn across Queensland, the Sunshine State is bracing itself for worsening conditions into the weekend. More dry winds are expected for southern parts of the state after a week marred by unseasonably warm and dry weather. Neil Galland is the Deputy Commissioner of Queensland Fire and Emergency Services and joins us tonight. Neil, welcome.
Thank you very much.
I know it's been a very tough week for fire crews and it's about to get tougher, isn't it?
It's been a horrendous week. The weather has really been against us, and a number of fires have started. Thankfully, the last couple of days has been a bit more moderate, and we've been able to get on top of a number of those fires in Queensland.
Relief crews have been brought in to help out across the state. Tell me about where all those relief crews are coming from.
Yeah, certainly. All of the state's fire agencies are part of the National Resource Sharing Centre, a federal body that sort of makes sure we can help each other out. So we've had a liaison officer from there in our state operations centre so that we've got direct sort of contact there. We've got crews initially from New South Wales because of geographically close, but as time has gone on, crews have come in from Victoria, from South Australia, ACT, and also a couple of specialists from New Zealand. So we're able to have mutual help across Australia.
What's the latest on the impact to people and their homes?
Oh, look, these fires have a massive impact. Certainly, obviously, those who have lost their homes, that's a tragic event for anyone. But also, more generally, the communities are impacted. Tourism is affected. Local businesses are affected. Property owners with stock have lost all of their grass. So these fires have a massive impact on the community. I know we tend to focus on the number of homes lost, and that's understandable. But some fires have a much broader impact on the community.
We've seen two teenagers facing charges over a fire at Perugian Beach. How important is it that people take the fire ban seriously this weekend? And are you worried about that kind of vigilante behaviour?
Firstly, yes, they must take these fire bans very seriously. A number of fires have started either through foolish behaviour or accidental and perhaps malicious behaviour, and certainly the full weight of the law should fall upon those. The vigilante behaviour has no place in modern society, and the police would view that in a very, very poor light. I understand people's emotions, but we've got to support the rule of law and let that take its course. We've worked very closely with Queensland Police. We have a very good relationship. We work together to address these issues. But what I do ask listeners is, take the fire bans very seriously. Be very cautious if you're using machinery outdoors, grinders, welders, mowers. They can all start a fire. And parents, to talk to your children about these things. School holidays are only a week away. Some children might be left not supervised because of school holidays. Parents need to really make sure their children are not going to be playing with matches, fueling the fire in these sort of conditions.
Much has been made of the weather conditions this week and the early arrival of the fire season across Australia's east. You've been doing this a long time. Have you seen anything like this in your career?
Not this early in the season, no. This is certainly unprecedented. Last year in Queensland, we had a massive fire season, but it was around the normal time. It was just much bigger than normal. For this sort of weather conditions, the Bureau of Meteorology is talking all sorts of records, not outright records, but records for this time of the year in Queensland. Normally, it's not we're not right into the fire season. Severe, extreme, even in some locations, catastrophic fire ratings. That's not heard of this early in the season.
So I know that Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk cut short her Europe trip because of the fires. What does that tell us about their severity?
Obviously, it's got everybody's attention. We've been having the Queensland Disaster Management Committee meetings with government every day for over a week now. Everyone's certainly focused on it. As I say, it has a major impact on communities. Not obviously, you know, we're in the front line in the news, but behind the scenes, schools are being closed, roads are being cut, power is being cut, communities affected, businesses affected. Everybody in these communities are impacted. We've been working very closely with the local government, the mayors, the communities, to try and keep everyone informed. It's a whole of government type response.
And what does it mean, just finally, in terms of long-term planning? If we're seeing this really early season that you've never anticipated in your career, what does it mean for your resourcing in the longer term? Are you considering this as a longer-term proposition, that this is the new normal, if you like?
I think we've got to. Like I said, last season, the size of the spread across Queensland of fires, unprecedented last year. This year, looking like a very dry year. The Bureau of Meteorology has no rain on the horizon, no let up in any time soon. So we're planning for a marathon, not a sprint. And so we're already into rotating crews, giving crews a break, fatigue management, using interstate crews, even planning things like increased maintenance on vehicles, expecting that some vehicles might break down due to the high usage. We really need to start building this into a business as usual rather than an unprecedented type event.
Neil, thank you so much for your time and good luck. I know it can't be an easy thing to do, but you're clearly doing a very good job. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Neil Gallant is the Deputy Commissioner of Queensland Fire and Emergency Services, and this is RN Drive.